I'm going to read you this thing I wrote. A few months ago, I was in my room and the phone rings. And this guy calls me up. He goes, "Hi, my name is Randy Turo. I'm from Gondola Films. And I'd like to talk to you about writing part of a movie." I go, "I don't know, man. I'm really not, I don't know." He goes, "Well, we are putting together a screenplay called Love in Venice. And it's written and directed by a guy named Bud Cort. Have you ever heard of Bud Cort?" Yeah. And I said, "Bud Cort, I don't know." And he goes, "Well, Bud Cort was Harold in Harold and Maude." I went, "Oh, wow. I've seen that movie like a lot of times." Really, that's, if you haven't seen it, please do yourself a favor and rent it. It's really wonderful. Ruth Goldman's in it. She's so awesome, man. And Cat Stevens has a song that he never released on a record. It's a great song. Anyway, I went, "Wow, Bud Cort, fucking Harold, man. Yeah, what's up? I'm interested now." And he said, "Okay, well, he wrote a screenplay based on a newspaper article he read about a man who lives in Venice, California, who became obsessed with a woman. And the guy was a little nutty, and he started writing her love poems and leaving them at her door and following her to work and calling her and sending her flowers and, freaking the girl out. And finally, she had to get a restraining order on the guy because he just went over the top. And he said Bud really fell in love with this guy's ideas because he's kind of like the man of La Mancha, just like this guy who's trying to win the heart of a woman with poetry and flowers and romance, and the woman doesn't want any part of him, but he can't see it because he's too blurred by his vision of romance and poetry. And, apparently old Bud was really taken by it, and he wrote a screenplay around the story. And in the scene, there is a poetry reading. And old Bud, who's going to be the guy, Bud Cort, Bud is reading the scene and reading the poem to the girl who's somewhere out in the crowd. He goes, "Bud would like to know if you would like to write the poem for the reading scene." I'm like, "I don't write poetry, man. I just kind of..." He goes, "Well, we have your books in the office and some pretty fucked up stuff in your books. And we think you're the man." He goes, "Look, make it simple for you. We have a script, and we'll messenger it over, and there's a kind of a dummy scene in there, and if you could just like paraphrase it or get the same thing across in kind of your own language, we'll give it a go. What do you think? You want to try it?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So he sends the script over. I read it, and I read the scene, scene 21, where they want me to put in the poetry section, and I read the poetry that this guy is spieling to this girl. And man, like, "Lance me with your white hot love truncheon," shit like that. I'm like, "Fuck, man, I'm a shitty ass writer, but I can kick that thing's ass." So I said, "Yeah, man, I'll give this a shot." So I wrote this one thing, didn't like it. He said, "We want it more dark." All right. So I turned the lights off and I wrote another thing. And I sent them that, and they accepted the second one. So I figured, for some fun, I'll read both of them. And now this is stuff I don't usually write like this, but I'm trying to be in the character of the guy and trying to do the thing. So this is a love poem for, this is a guy trying to seduce a woman with poetry. And scene 21, attempt number one. "I want a woman who will drive me to the edge of existence, where I will stand torn and alone, ready for anything. And then she will appear. Together we will become fire. 10 forests, 10 jungles, 10 deserts on fire. Together we will redefine desire. In my sweat-drenched moments of clarity, she speaks to me." Ted shouts the last line. "Ride me! Ride my storm-swept heart!" Well, you all liked it a lot better than Randy did. So, lights off now. I'm reading the second one. Scene 21, again. "I want a woman who will pull me from extinction into a room of dangerous light. A woman who dares me to taste her every pore. A woman who will lick the sweat from my body.
A woman who will cauterize my wounds with her touch. A woman who can never get enough of me. A wild-eyed temptation from the street who sees the burning world in my eyes. A woman whose every movement screams for me. A woman who says, "Ted Shaw's the last line." Break and enter me like a thief! Ride me! Ride my raging storm swept heart!